cattedra.
Pomaže Bog, poštovani slušaoci Radija Svetigora, pred nama je emisija Katedra. U nastavku emisije čućemo besjedu njegovog visokoprosveštenstva, arhijepiskopa cetinskog mitropolita crnogorsko-primorskog gospodina Amfilohija, koji se nalazi u pratnji svjetejšeg patrijarha srpskog gospodina Irineja u posjeti eparhije Australijsko-Novozelandskoj, a besjeda mitropolita Amfilohija je izgovorena na proslavi prepodobnog starca Nikanora Hilandarskog 4. marta u manastiru Svetog Save u Ilajinu. Boži ugodnici su se rađali u svim narodima od vremena Hristovog, a Sveta Gora je jedno od najčudesnijih mjesta gdje se proslavlja ime Božje i odakle su dolazili propovjednici. Visokoprosvećeni mitropolit Amfilohije je govorio o prvom svetogorskom podvižniku, svetom Petru Pustinjaku i mnogim ugodnicima, poput osnivača Velike Lavre, svetog Atanasija, o čudesnom susretu cara Dušana i svetog Grigorija Palame, kao i o podvižnicima novijeg vremena, poput starca Pajsija.
Is the death of his saints, your holiness, honorable hierarchs of the Church of Christ, and beloved clergy, brothers and sisters.
Riječi svetoga proroka koje uvijek ponavljamo kada proslavljamo nekoga od prepodobnih otaca crkve Hristove.
These are the words of the great prophet which we continually repeat whenever we celebrate one of the venerable saints of our church.
Boži ugodnici su se rađali u svim narodima od vremena Hristovoga.
The divinely inspired doers of God's work have always been born throughout all generations unto all peoples of Christ.
A svaki od njih je bio i ispunjavao je onu zapovijest, svaki na svoj način onu zapovijest Hristovu: idite i propovjedajte evanđelje svakome stvorenju.
And everyone, each in his own way, went forth into the world to do the best he could in order to fulfill the command of Christ, which is baptize all nations in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Sveta Gora Atonska, svima nama poznata, je jedno od najčudesnijih mjesta gdje je se proslavljalo ime Božje i odakle su dopirali propovjednici Hristovog imena
and the Holy Mount Athos is a wondrous place indeed, which is well known unto all of us, for there the good deeds of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ were preached unto the entire world.
Po drevnom predanju Presveta Bogorodica je Svetu Goru Atonsku izabrala za svoj vrt.
And according to the most ancient of traditions, it is noted that the most holy Theotokos herself chose Agion Oros, the holy mountain, to be her holy garden.
I zato su kroz vijekove, već od 9. vijeka, 10. vijeka, duše žedne i gladne živoga Boga hitale u Svetu Goru da bi tamo pokajanjem, postom i molitvom poslužili Gospodu.
And for that reason, all of those thirsty souls, beginning back in as early as the 9th and the 10th centuries, hurried unto the holy mountain so that they may sate their soul and drink from the spiritual wellspring offered at this holy mountain.
Prvi podvižnik u Svetoj Gori koji nam je poznat bio je Sveti Petar Atonski.
And the first of these who endeavored in the holy Mount Athos was Saint Peter of Athos.
On je bio pustinjak.
He was one who lived in the wilderness.
A poslije njega brojni su bili i oni koji su poput njega kao pustinjaci skriveno od ljudi ugađali Bogu i oni opet koji su ugađajući Gospodu i služeći njemu isto vrijeme bili i evanđelisti crkve Božije, ne samo u Svetoj Gori nego širom svijeta.
And there were many of those who followed thereafter as they dwelt in the wilderness and solitude, hidden from people but fully in the sight of the Lord, whilst others gathered around and as evangelists preached the word of God to all creation. Many had gathered there in order to preach the word of the Lord.
Imao sam blagoslov Boži da negdje 70. godina da se penje na goru Atonsku zajedno sa jednim od takvih divnih ugodnika Božih, pustinjaka i evanđelista, sa starcem Pajsijem, najnovijim učiteljem i najnovijim svetiteljem pravoslavne crkve.
And back in the 1970s I had the wonderful and rare opportunity to be with exactly such a hermit who lived in the wilderness, as is the most contemporary of saints, Saint Pisius the New, and to climb to the peak of Athos with him.
Kad smo se vraćali sa gore Atonske nazad, tamo gdje kroz šumu, kako silazimo prema Katunakija i prema moru, on će mi reći.
And as we were descending from that peak and we were going through the forests making our way down to Katunaki, which is the harbor by the seashore, he would say to me,
kad god prolazim ovdje ovom šumom uvijek osjećam neki čudesni miris kako izbija ovdje iz zemlje i na ovom prostoru.
And whenever I pass through these woods I notice that there is an unusual scent which emanates from the ground itself, which emanates from the forest, which fills the air in this area.
Kakav miris, kažem ja, oče Pajsije, ili to miris od ovog drveća, od ovog žbunja, koje zaista miriše u Svetoj Gori.
And I asked him, Father Pisius, tell me, is this the scent of these trees, of this shrubbery, which truly have a wondrous smell on the Holy Mountain?
Ne, kaže, nije to od drveća miris i od žbunja, nego ovdje su nekada na ovom prostoru u ovoj pustinji živjeli podvižnici samo Bogu znani.
And he said, no, it is not at all the scent of trees or the scent of shrubbery, but it is indeed a scent which remains from those hermits who lived here in isolation in extreme asceticism, known only unto God in their endeavors.
Tajno živjeli i tajno se podvizavali.
They lived in secrecy, and in secrecy did they endeavor.
I tajno se upokojili.
And in secrecy did they repose.
I ovdje su njihove mošti na ovom prostoru, po ovoj zemlji gdje mi prolazimo.
And here their holy relics are scattered about on the ground through which we are now passing.
Pa ponekad zemlja ne može da izdrži da iz svojih njedara ne propusti taj miris njihovih svetih moštiju.
And it is as though the earth itself could no longer endure and has to from time to time emanate from its bosom itself the sacred smell of their relics.
E kaže, to je taj miris koji se povremeno osjeća od svetih moštiju, svetih podvižnika i svetih ugodnika Božih.
And this is precisely that scent which we now notice from the holy ascetics, from the holy hermits, from those who endeavor in the name of the Lord.
I zaista Sveta Gora je, kako su zapisali drevni, to je ognjište, bila i ostala ognjište vrlina.
And truly, as it has been written from the most ancient of times, it is and it remains the very hearth of virtues.
Ona je rađala kroz vjekove sve te Božje ljude.
And it gave birth throughout the ages to the holy persons of God.
I miris i vrlina tih svetih Božjih ljudi nije samo ostajala u okvirima Svete Gore.
And the scent and the virtues of those holy persons could not be contained within Mount Athos itself.
Nego se osjećala i vidjela se i van Svete Gore, ne samo na Balkanu pravoslavnom, nego širom, prvenstveno pravoslavnih zemalja, a onda i širom čitavog svijeta.
But that scent indeed has emanated throughout the entire created world, not only to the Orthodox Balkans, first and foremost to Orthodox countries, but then from there indeed throughout the entire world.
Pomenuli smo svetoga Petra Atonskoga.
We mentioned St. Peter of Athos.
Da pomenemo i svetoga Atanasija Atonskoga, koji je osnovao lavru, veliku lavru Atonsku.
And we, let us mention also at this point St. Athanasios of Athos, who is the founder of the great lavra on Mount Athos.
Lavru Atonsku, gde su dolazili ne samo patrijarsi i episkopi, sveštenici i vjerni Božji narod, nego su i carevi dolazili u svetu lavru.
And this lavra of St. Athanasios has been visited throughout time, not only by patriarchs, by hierarchs, by clergy and faithful, but also by emperors themselves.
Među tim svetim carevima drevnim, vizantijskim i našim carevima, da pomenemo cara Dušana.
And amongst all of those holy emperors of ancient Byzantium and the emperors that reigned in our territories, let us but mention the holy emperor Dušan.
On je bio u velikoj lavri svetoga Atanasija i tu se sreo sa svetim Grigorijem Palamom, jednim od najdivnijih sasuda Božje blagodati koja je iznjedila sveta gora.
And when he was in the lavra of St. Athanasios, he himself had the opportunity to meet with St. Gregory Palamas, considered one of the greatest vessels ever of Christian teaching.
I ostalo je zapisano o tom njihovom susretu, kako je car Dušan, u to vrijeme bio je građanski rat u Solunu, kao što nažalost toga biva i danas, a to se dogodilo i u našoj zemlji.
And it is written in the annals of the monastery itself, from that encounter, that they were discussing the fact that a civil war at that time was raging in Thessaloniki, as sadly civil wars from time to time emerge in many places and cause great havoc and tragedy.
Sveti Grigorije Palama, svetogorac, bio izabran za mitropolita Solunskog, ali mi nisu dozvoljavali da ode da prihvati svoju mitropoliju.
And St. Gregory Palamas was at that point elected to be the metropolitan of Thessaloniki. However, they would not permit him to leave and to take up his see.
Onda njemu kaže car Dušan.
And then car Dušan would say unto him,
ovi tvoji neće da te prime u Solun. Ajde, dođi kod mene u moje carstvo, daću ti na koju god hoćeš mitropoliju, episkopiju u srpskoj državi i srpskome carstvu.
If your own will not receive you in Thessaloniki, I welcome you to my kingdom, where you may have your choice of metropolitanates and archdiocese. Come into the Serbian church and I will receive you.
A njemu kaže sveti Grigorije Palama, carsko, vaše carsko veličanstvo.
And St. Gregory Palamas would then say unto him, your imperial highness.
Uzmite sunđer, pa ga bacite dolje u more.
Take a sponge and throw it into the ocean.
Ne samo da sunđer neće upiti više vode, ako je sunđer napunjen vodom, nego će izgubiti onu vodu koja pliva iznad mora.
And not only can that sponge, which is already well sated with its own moisture, absorb more water than it can, and it will leave even the surface which to where it is supposed to float.
Tako i mene bacite na sva zlata ovoga svijeta, ništa se neće za mene zalijepiti.
And throw me unto all of the gold of this world, and nothing will adhere to me.
Nisam ja došao ovde u Svetu Goru da bi zarađivao blago ili da bi bio slavan kao mitropolit.
I did not come here to the holy mountain so that I could earn such treasuries for myself, nor to become a metropolitan.
Nego sam došao da se da ištem od Boga da me prosvijetli vječnom svjetlošću svojom.
What I did come for was to ask the Lord to enlighten me with his eternal light.
I da poslužim Gospodu mome.
So that I may serve my God.
Već kad smo pomenuli njega i cara Dušana, kada su kasnije Turci na putu za Carigrad uhvatili svetoga Grigorija Palamu, onda je car Dušan preko svojih ljudi iz Dubrovnika dao otkup za svetog Grigorija Palamu I tako je on vratio se i bio je mitropolit u Solunu.
And as we have mentioned already, the Emperor Dušan and Saint Gregory Palamas, it is interesting to note that when he finally was given permission to take up his holy see and was en route to Thessaloniki, he was captured by a band of Ottoman Turks. And it was the Emperor Dušan, through his contacts in Dubrovnik, who was able to pay for his ransom and to free him. And finally, he was able to take up his abode in Thessaloniki in his metropolitanate.
Sveti Grigorije Svetogorac, opet veliki svjedok božanske vječne svjetlosti i propovjednik.
And Saint Gregory has become an eternal speaker and preacher of the light of Christ throughout the ages.
I njegovo učenje, njegova nauka danas je poznata u čitavom svijetu.
And his teachings is now known throughout the entire world.
Učenje o tavorskoj svjetlosti božanskoj.
His teaching about the divine light which emanates from Holy Mount Tabor.
U kojoj je jedina nada čovjeku ovdje na zemlji, kako on kaže.
Which according to him is the only hope for persons here on earth.
Jer ako nam Bog ne da te svoje vječne svjetlosti,
because if God does not provide for us his eternal light,
onda mi smo ovdje okovani smrću i prolaznošću na ovoj zemlji.
Here be yoked with nothing but death and decadence.
Jer tu vječnu božansku svjetlost svjedoči i Sveta Gora.
And for that reason, Holy Mount Athos itself is a witness to that uncreated light.
I ne samo Romejima,
and not only unto the Romeia, the people of Byzantium, to the Hellenes,
nego su svi pravoslavni narodi prosvećivani kroz vjekove upravo u tom svjetlošću sa Svete Gore.
Because all Orthodox persons have truly throughout all of the ages been enlightened by that light from Holy Mount Athos.
Sveti Georgije, koji je osnovao, on je iz Gruzije, koji je osnovao Iverski manastir, čuveni, gdje je čudotvorna majka Božja Iverska.
And we have the case of Saint George of Georgia, who came and founded the monastery of Iviron, where the miraculous icon of the Theotokos of Iviron is located.
Sveti Antonije Pečarski, koji je rodio Kijevo-Pečarsku lavru zajedno sa Svetim Teodosijem, koje je ognjište duhovnosti vjere na beskrajnim prostorima ruskoga pravoslavnoga naroda.
And we have the example of Saint Anthony of the Caves, who founded the Kijevo-Pečerski Lavra, the caves of Kiev, together with Saint Sergius of the Russian Orthodox Church.
A Svetog Simeona, našeg mirotočivog, i Svetog Savu ne treba vama, koji ste srpskoga roda, ni pominjati.
And we do not need even mention the great Saint Sava and his father Saint Simeon to those who are of Serbian heritage, because you know already of them.
Sveti Sava, koji je duhovni otac čitavog naroda jednog i koji neprekidno rađa i preporađa svoj narod.
Saint Sava is truly the father of one entire group of people, the Serbian people, and therefore he constantly gives birth to and regenerates the people of Serbia.
Čudo što je ova obitelj je obitelj Svetoga Save.
And it is therefore
ovdje jednostavna posvećena Svetome Savi, arhijepiskopu i prosvetitelju srpskom, Hilandarcu, Svetogorcu.
And therefore it is not at all unusual that this monastery, this habitation is named after Saint Sava, and the very humble, simple church on the other end of the property has been dedicated to Saint Sava of Hilandarion.
I drugi naši veliki prosvetitelji našega naroda, kao što je Arsenije, nasljednik Svetoga Save.
And many other persons such as Saint Arsenios, who was the successor of Saint Sava,
što je Danilo, arhijepiskop srpski,
and Daniel II, the Archbishop of Serbia.
I onda redom, koliko je njih bila do Visariona,
and how many others there were until Visarion,
Rafaela Banatskoga,
Saint Rafael of Banat,
koji je jedan od najsličnijih ovom starcu ovdje, koji je došao u starcu Hilandarcu Nikanoru,
the most similar to the elder Nikanor, who has come to us here from Mount Athos, from Hilandari Monastery.
To je bio običaj svetogorski, ostao do današnjega dana u svim svetogorskim manastirima, da ide, podvizava se i tamo živi u miru Božijem po 30, 40, 50, 60 godina.
And it was a tradition that many people would go there and spiritually endeavor in all of the monasteries for 30, 40, 50 and 60 years.
I onda kada ga Gospod prizove, tek onda krene iz Svete Gore, samo onaj koji ga Gospod prizove i koji dobije blagoslov da ide i vani da propovijeda evanđelje crkve Hristove.
And then and only then when Christ selects one of them and summons them unto himself so that he can preach the gospel of Christ to the world, does he leave his holy habitation.
Kakav je bio Rafaele Banatski, divni podvižnik.
Rafaelo of Banat was one of those wonderful persons who so endeavored at the end of the 17th century.
Čije mošti počivaju u Zrenjaninu, Petrovgradu, u Banatu i danas.
Whose relics repose in Zrenjanin in the city of St. Peter and Banat to this day.
Dakle, bio veliki evangelist, sveti Kozma Etolski.
And St. Cosmas of Aetolia, one of the great evangelists of our time.
U vremenima velikog stradanja,
during the time of great suffering,
pravoslavnih naroda na Balkanu,
of the Orthodox Christians in the Balkans,
gde nije bilo ni obrazovanih sveštenika ni propovjednika evanđelja,
where there were not educated clergy nor the preachers of the gospel of salvation,
sveti Kozma je zatražio blagoslov od carigradskog patrijarha, od jerusalimskog patrijarha.
St. Cosmas asked for the blessings of the patriarch of Constantinople and the patriarch of Jerusalem,
da bi onda sa tim blagoslovom krenuo i obišao sva ostrva,
so that with their blessings he could go and visit all of the peninsula, he could visit the islands of Greece.
Stigao do Janjine,
he came to Janina,
do današnje Albanije,
to today's Albania,
i tamo mučenički postradao 1776. godine, obješen od Ali Paše Janinskog.
In 1776, at the hands of Ali Pasha of Janina, he was hanged and died with a martyr's death.
Čudesne su njegove propovjedi i sve ono što je on uradio u to vrijeme, u 18. vijeku, i time je spasio, da kažemo, pravoslavlje, crkvu Božju, posebno na Jelinskim ostrvima, u Jeladi, pa eto sve i do naših krajeva dopirila njegova riječ, do Crne Gore i do današnje Albanije.
And that which he did at that time in the 18th century, his truly wondrous homilies, the good deeds which he performed, have been sent forth into the world. They have even gone through Albania and come to us in Montenegro.
Koliko njih ima, da pomenemo Nila Sorskoga, čuvenoga u 15. vijeku.
There are so many, we could even mention St. Nilus of Sora from the 15th century.
Svi su oni i Sveta Gora ih je iznjedrila.
It was precisely Mount Athos which gave birth to them from her holy bosom.
I pravoslavno monaštvo od Sinaja do Vladivostoka,
the Orthodox monasticism from Sinai
do Amerike, do Australije,
to Vladivostok, to America, to Australia.
Nezamislivo bez svetogoraca.
Would be inconceivable without those who were ascetics in the holy Mount Athos.
Vi, braća Jelini, znadete da danas postoji u Americi starac Jefrem.
And you who are of Greek descent know that today in America we have the elder Jefrem from Mount Athos.
Koji je svetogorac također.
He is also from the monastery of Philotheos.
I koji je osjetio poziv Božji da ide u Ameriku.
Who himself received the summons from God to go to America.
Duhovno najugroženiji kontinent,
which is spiritually perhaps the most difficult of all continents.
I otišao prizvan od Boga i da osnovao je posljednjih 20-30 godina 17 manastira,
and
i muških i ženskih.
Receiving this call from God Almighty, going into such conditions in America where secularism is rampant, he founded for the past 20 or perhaps 30 years 17 new monasteries.
I te manastire koje je osnovao pretvorio ognjišta vjere, božanskog prosvećenja, blagovesti.
He turned every monastery into a source of annunciation because they became a hearth for the teachings of God.
I poslužio za sve pravoslavne u Americi kao okrepljenje duhovno.
And he serves for a source of spiritual strength to all Orthodox of America.
Pomenuli smo ovdje starca Paisija.
We mentioned here the Saint Paisius of Mount Athos.
Jedne čudesne ličnosti našeg vremena.
Truly an unusual and wondrous person of our times.
A znate mi to da taj Paisije koji je bio pustinjak,
And I know also that that Paisias, who himself lived in the wilderness as a hermit,
I na Sinaju i u Svetoj Gori,
both in Sinai and Mount Athos,
da je jedino mjesto gdje došao da propovjeda evanđelje jeste Australija.
And the only place that he went to preach the word of God, the gospel, was Australia.
Nije slučajno. Nije slučajno.
Did not happen coincidentally.
Zaista Bogom ozaren. Znam ga i poznajem ga. I ne samo ja.
Because the man was truly enlightened of God, and I knew him personally, not only I, but many others.
Doduše, išao je i prema Kapadokiji, tamo gdje je on rođen.
He also went to Cappadocia, there where he was born.
Da bi tamo našao i da zapisao žitije svoga duhovnog oca Arsenija Kapadokijskog.
And so he could write the vitae of his own spiritual father Arsenius of Cappadocia.
Divni svetogorac.
He is a wonderful
evangelista i Australije.
Evangelist of not only Mount Athos but also of Australia, the venerable Paisios.
Očevidno Gospod brine o Australiji.
Truly, it is obvious that God is concerned for Australia, for Orthodox Australia.
Svim pravoslavnima koji ovdje žive,
of all Orthodox who live here,
kojeg su porijekla,
regardless of which descent they are,
ili ruskog, ili
be it Hellenic, be it Serbian,
Srpskog,
Russian, Syrian.
Brine Gospod ovdje, pa je zato i prizvao oca Paisija da prođe, da svojim svetim nogama obiđe ovdje pravoslavne i da im posvjedoči živu vjeru u živoga Hrista Gospoda.
And so the Lord in his constant paternal concern for his people had sent forth Paisius so that he could come here and take care of all of the Orthodox Christians and walk with his own sacred steps on this territory.
I drugi svetogorac, evo ga ovdje, blagosilja nas.
And the other one who comes from Mount Athos, who is here amongst us and gives us his blessing, is the elder Nikanor.
Hilandarac.
Hilandar, from Hilandar.
Koji je kao i ovi stari, drugi sveti Božji ljudi iz Svete Gore, 60 godina od kad je otišao iz Svete Gore, nije izlazio iz Svete Gore.
And who is all of the others who have endeavored on the Holy Mountain, he for 60 years entertained spiritual endeavors and did not leave Mount Athos.
Onda je osjetio priziv od Gospoda kao nekada i Sveti Sava i Sveti Simeon i Danilo arhijepiskop i drugi naši veliki svetitelji, osjetio priziv od Gospoda da treba da dođe, da se vrati u Srbiju, u svoj narod, da posjeti koji se posvađao, koji je postradao od komunizma, od bezbožništva.
And then he felt the summons from God himself, as many others did before him, Saint Sava, Saint Simeon, Saint Daniel, to go forth from Hilandari and to go into his own Serbia where he was born, so that he could preach the word of God to those who were fighting amongst themselves, to those who had suffered the yoke of communism which had been forced upon them.
Crkveno se podijelio.
They were divided in the church.
Jedni su bili za patrijaršiju.
One were in favor of the patriarchate.
Drugi su se odrekli patrijaršije.
Whilst the others chose to deny the patriarchate.
I starac Nikanor, dolazeći u Srbiju, u ta ova prelomna vremena.
And the elder Nikanor coming to Serbia during these most crucial times.
Išao je od mjesta do mjesta i od svog rodnog kraja gdje je crkvu podigao oko Valjeva, išao je do Kraljeva, išao je do Dalmacije, išao je do Vojvodine, do Novog Sada, dolazio do Banata, svaki kraj je posjetio.
And going first to his own native place of birth, a place called Divci outside of Valjevo, he built a church there, and then he went elsewhere from Valjevo to Kraljevo, from Kraljevo to Dalmatia, from Dalmatia to Vojvodina, and traversed the entirety of the Serbian lands.
Širio je ljubav, pomirenje.
He spread the word of love and reconciliation.
I šta je radio, uvijek je davao da mu napravi jedan lijepi krst, drveni krst.
And wherever he went, he requested only that they make him a beautiful wooden cross,
u koji je ugrađivao djelić časnoga krsta gospodnjega,
into which he would place a relic of the true cross of Jesus Christ, which he brought with him from Hilandari.
da bi tim časnim krstom snažio svoj narod i vjeru u narodu,
and with that cross he would strengthen his people and their faith in God,
i da bi pomirio časnim krstom narod,
and so with the sacred cross of Christ that he could reconcile the people of God,
jer je on znao da je Bog pomirio sebe i ljude i sve zemaljske narode časnim krstom i svojim raspećem,
that God himself, Christ crucified on the cross, reconciled himself to all of us who are sinners here on this world.
Pa onda je on osjetio potrebu da miri svoj narod,
and so he felt the need to also reconcile his people with the honorable cross of Christ.
I već kad to govorimo, u to vrijeme u Americi je bila bio je ta dioba među našim narodom, bio je Dionisije episkop koji je bio i lišen čina zajedno sa drugim sveštenicima u Americi.
And as I speak of this, I must mention that in America we had a situation where the church devolved into a schism. A certain bishop by the name of Dionisia was defrocked, together with him many clergy were defrocked as well.
To je bila velika rana za našu crkvu.
And it was a great
wound
for our church, for our people.
I starac Nikanor dođe, on kod mene u Banatu, ja bio.
And starac Nikanor,
šta misliš, vladiko Amfilohije?
Came to me when I was the bishop of Banat in Vršac and asked me, Bishop Amfilohije, what do you think?
Da odnesem jedan krst, ovaj već je te krstove pravio, jedan je ostavio u Crnoj Gori, u manastiru Čeliji Piperskoj i na drugim mjestima, da odnesem ovaj jedan krst, da ga dadem u Novu Gračanicu, onda mitropolitu Irineju koji je bio tamo poslije nasljednik Dionisije.
He said, what do you think, Bishop Amfilohije? Should I take one of these crosses in which is embedded a relic of the sacred cross to America, to the New Gračanica monastery, and to give it to Metropolitan Irinej, who was the successor of the defrocked Bishop Dionysius, so that I could initiate peace among the people?
Smijem li ja to da uradim? Hoće me od patrijarha, od drugih, od vas episkopa, smijem li ja to da uradim na svoju ruku?
Can I do this on my own hand? Will I be in trouble with the patriarch and with the rest of you bishops if I do this?
A znam, osjećam da nema nam spasa, mora da se pomire braća među sobom.
And I know we have no other salvation than to initiate peace among brothers who are now fighting with each other.
Da mu kažem, starče, ti si svetogorac, pa i ako se naljutimo mi.
And I told him, Elder Nikanor, you are from Mount Athos, even if we become angry or upset with you,
neće se naljuti Sveti Sava.
Saint Sava will not become angry.
Koji je također mirio braću.
Who also brought his brothers together.
Uradi ti to ako ti misliš kao svetogorca, to treba da uradi.
And if you,
i on je odnio taj krst.
As one from Agion Oros think that you should do this, go, take the cross, and he did it.
Nije bilo nikakvih kontakata između patrijaršije, između te zajednice takozvane slobodne srpske crkve, nikakvih kontakata nije bilo.
And he took it at a time in which there was absolutely no contact between the patriarchate and between a group of people who called themselves the so-called Free Serbian Orthodox Church.
I Bog je uslišio njegovu molitvu,
and God heard his prayer,
pa je patrijar Pavle,
and Patriarch
Pavle,
who also came here amongst you,
sa našim saborom,
together with members of our assembly of bishops,
mitropolitom Irinejem,
and
je tada bio u Americi,
Metropolitan Irinej was in America in the 90s,
ostvareno je jedinstvo blagodareći sigurno velikim dijelom i starcu Nikanoru.
And we were able most certainly with the great and good deeds of starac Nikanor, the elder Nikanor, to finally initiate reconciliation with those brothers who were divided in America.
Pa kako se dogodilo je da on dođe ovdje kod vas?
And how did it happen that he would come here amongst you and die and leave himself here with you?
Čuo za Australiju, čuo da u Australiji postoji raskol.
He heard about Australia and he heard that there was a schism among the brothers in Australia.
Ali već je bio u godinama i bio je bolestan.
But he was very elderly. He had heart problems, he was sickly.
I kad je pomenuo ljekarima u Beogradu da bio nišao u Australiju, su rekli ti samo ako hoćeš tamo da umreš, ti nisi da putuješ nigdje.
And when he consulted with his physicians,
treba da budeš tu neprekidno pod kontrolom ljekara.
In Belgrade, they said, only if you intend to go and die should you go to Australia, because you will never survive the trip. You have to be under the constant watchful eye of your physicians.
On je to čuo i saslušao, pa je došao kod mene, ja sam onda bio episkop u Banatu.
And he, having heard this, I was still the bishop of Banat, he came to me.
I smo se znali, ja sam tamo često išao u Hilandar, dok sam boravio u, u Grčkoj, išao u Svetu Goru i primijetio sam, pored ostalih divnih podvižnika u Svetoj Gori, primijetio sam i starca Nikanora.
And he came to me because we knew each other very well. I used to go there as a young clergyman, even as a student, and I know all of the elders of the monastery, and I noticed that there was something distinctly different about the elder Nikanor, his spirituality which emanated forth from him.
Starac Nikanor je bio prvi na jutrenju, na bogosluženju, svake noći.
He was the first one to come to all services every night, every morning.
A tamo u Svetoj Gori, znate, služba počinje u ponoć.
And you know that the services start at midnight and last until 6 in the morning.
Posljednji je izlazio iz crkve.
He was the last to leave the church.
Uvijek je volio da pjeva za pjevnicom. Imao glas, glas jedan vidi se pun straha Božijega i ljubavi.
And he would love to chant at the kliros because he had a beautiful voice given to him by God, a voice which was filled with love but also the fear of God.
Inače, njegovo poslušanje, pored toga što je bio proiguman Hilandara, bilo je da brine o pčelama, imao je pčelinjak svoj.
Among everything else, as everyone on Mount Athos, even though he was the pro-abbot of Hilandari, he had his duties which were to be the beekeeper of Hilandari.
I on je već počeo da štampa knjige, bogoslužbene knjige.
And he began to print service books.
I molitvenik je štampao.
And prayer books.
O svom trošku, sam je to nalazio sredstva da štampa.
Funding them himself, having found the funds in order to print them.
A otkud, starče Nikanore, otkud tebi pare? U manastiru nemaju, niko nema nešto svoje da bi time mogao da raspolaže.
And I asked him, elder, where did you get the funds for this? Because I know in the monastery nobody has personal funds that they can use.
Pa znaš, kaže, ja imam one pčele. Moje pčele, pa ja od tog meda, ja to s blagoslovom, naravno, brati, ja to prodam, pa onda od toga meda, onda ja posle štampam te knjige i poklanjao i manastir, brinuo o manastirima po Srbiji, tamo gde posebno ženskim manastirima i poslao traktore u svoje vrijeme.
And he said to me, as you know, I am a beekeeper, and so I gather the bees, the wax from the honey from the bees, and I sell it from time to time with the blessing of the brotherhood of the monastery, and whatever money I collect from the sale of my honey, I'm able to do many things. And as His Eminence mentioned, he was able to purchase even many tractors for women's monasteries, great gifts he did for those who needed them.
A on će da kaže, pa, a ne, ja njemu kažem. Oče, nešto oče Nikanore, mnogo meda daju te tvoje pčele.
And I said to him, elder, your bees certainly produce a lot of honey.
A on se tako slatko ko malo dijete smiješi.
And he began to laugh as a little child.
I tako je došao kod mene u Banat.
And so he came to me in Banat.
Da me pita šta da radim.
To ask me what should I do.
Da idem u Australiju.
Should I go to Australia?
Da ponesem krst.
Should I take a cross with me, which I had prepared?
I tamo su braća zalađena.
Because the brothers there are also separated.
A evo ljekar mi kaže da ne smijem ići.
But the physician told me I cannot go.
Pa rekao, gde ti nađe mene, da mene pitaš ti.
And I said, where did you find me to ask you this question? You are an elder from Ayanoras. Who am I?
Dobro, dobro, ti jesi mlad, ali... Ali ti si episkop.
He said, good, good, you are young, it's true, but you're a bishop.
U Svetoj Gori ništa ne radimo bez blagoslova.
And we in Mount Athos do not do anything without a blessing.
Pa ja ne bih želio nigde da idem bez blagoslova.
And I do not want to go anywhere without a blessing.
Rekao, šta ti misliš?
I said to him, what do you think?
A on će reći, ide se meni.
He said, I feel like going, I really feel like
treba,
going.
Osjećam da treba da pomognem pomirenje braće.
I feel that I must help those brothers reconcile themselves.
A rekao, ako ti tako misliš, onda nek ti je blagosloveno, starče.
And I said, if you feel like that, may it be a blessing to you, elder.
On je skočio od radosti.
He jumped for joy.
Hvala ti što si mi blagoslovio da idem tamo.
Thank you for giving me a blessing to go there.
Onda će reći, ako slučajno ja umrem tamo u Australiji.
And then he said, if I have happen to die in Australia,
vraćate, tamo me sakranite.
Do not return me to the holy mountain, bury me there.
Negde drugde, Ovdje po Srbiji tu me sahranite.
And if I die in Serbia, bury me here.
Ja ako mu dostaje Gospod pa umre mi tamo gdje sam čio život posvetio u Hilandar, ne onda neka me sahrane i tamo.
And if God deems it worthy that I die there where I spiritually endeavored, may they so bury me there.
I ostalo vi znate ovdje.
And the rest you all know here.
Bio je tu, primili ste ga sa ljubavi.
He was here, you received him with love.
I njegov trud je pomogao maksimalno da dođe do ujedinjenja.
And his effort truly helped
našeg naroda i naše crkve ovdje.
Mostly to bring unity to the people, to our church here.
Obavio je takve svoje poslušanje.
He did all of those duties which were assigned to him, his tasks as the one who initiates peace.
Gospod ga upokojio ovdje.
And the Lord caused him to repose here.
Došao iz Lavre Svetoga Save Hilandara.
He came from the Lavra of Saint Sava in Hilandari.
Našao novu Lavru, novi manastir, isto tako Svetoga Save.
And he found a new Lavra, a new monastery dedicated to Saint Sava.
Sad ja mogu da moram da vam kažem, tako je moje osjećanje, da je Bog blagoslovio Australiju.
And I must say, this is my feeling, God blessed Australia, God blessed all of you Orthodox in Australia.
Svetom Gorom i Svetogorcem.
With Mount Athos and with an Athenite.
Najbolji apostoli crkve Hristove.
The greatest apostles of the church in Australia.
Ti dvojica, to je moje osjećanje, nek mi oproste vladike ovdje i svi ostali i sveštenici, najbolji dvojica svjedoka Hristovih.
And if the bishop and those other bishops who served here in the clergy will forgive me, but I think those two, Paisios and Nicanor, were those who did the most for the Orthodox in this country.
To je veliki blagoslov Božji, blagoslov Svete Gore ovom kontinentu.
And that's a great blessing of God, the blessing of Athos to this continent.
I koji potvrđuje i svjedoči da je ne samo njih dvojica, nego uopšte prisustvo pravoslavnih ovdje, to je veliki Božji dar.
Which confirms the fact that not only the two of them, but all of Orthodoxy here is truly a great gift of God.
Božji dar je dar jedne Svete Sabore i Apostolske crkve Hristove pravoslavne ovom kontinentu.
A great gift of God and a great gift of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church to this continent.
I svima koji žive ovdje, bez obzira da li su oni hrišćani, ili su oni pripadaju nekim drugim religijama, kao što sad imate mnogo Kineza ili starih Aboriđana.
And not only a blessing for Orthodox Christians and other Christians, but even those who are not Christians. I note that you have many Asians who are here now. You have many of the ancient Aboriginals here. It's a blessing for all.
Starac Paisije, starac Nicanor,
the other Paisius, the other Nicanor,
naša pravoslavna ovdje,
and our entire Orthodox Church here.
Oni su svjedoci.
They are witnesses.
Punoće istine i evanđelja.
To the fullness of the truth of the gospel.
Jer naša crkva pravoslavna, ona je apostolska crkva.
Because our Orthodox Church is an apostolic church.
Crkva.
It is a Catholic or universal church.
Božja.
One holy church of God.
I ta crkva preko vas.
And that church through you, and through these chosen of God,
došla ovdje, ne samo radi vas,
came here not only because of you,
koji ste već od ranije,
who were here from before and received Orthodoxy,
nego preko vas I preko ovih divnih svjedoka da ovdje bude svjedok.
However, through you and through all of these witnesses to be a witness
Božje, svjedok
to the truth of God,
pravoga,
to the gospel, the true gospel,
svjedok prave vjere, one koji smo primili od apostola,
a witness of the true faith which we received from the holy apostles and all of God's elect.
A najdivniji svjedoci te vjere prave jesu upravo svetogorci,
and
monasi.
The most wondrous of all of those who are representatives of that true faith are those who come from Ajun Oros.
I kao što je starac Paisije već od Konstantinopolskog patrijarha Vaseljenskog,
and as Elder Paisije,
s punim pravom pribrojan liku prepodobni,
canonization from the patriarch of Constantinople and is now one among the saints.
Mi vidimo da je već ovdje mjesto poštovanje prema starcu Nikanoru zaživjelo I započelo.
And we now witness that here the veneration of the elder Nicanor has already begun and truly has caught hold amongst the faithful.
Ne samo kod onih koji su ovdje u manastiru I kod Srba pravoslavni, nego ja vidim prvenstveno kod braće Jelina, pa onda redom svi ostali sabiraju se već oko ovoga Svetoga groba.
And not only do I see this amongst those who are residents of the monastery, not only those who live in this area, not only the Serbian people, but among all the other Orthodox, for I see here amongst us the Orthodox Greeks, the Russians, the Antiochians, and other Orthodox Christians who have gathered here around the elder.
Evo i mi smo danas ovdje.
And we've gathered here today.
Blagoslovom njegove svetosti naših patrijarha.
With the blessings of His Holiness our Patriarch.
Evo i mi smo ovdje danas došli ovdje da proslavimo ime Božje jednim srcem i jednim ustima.
And we've come here to celebrate the name of God with one heart and with one mind.
I da proslavimo one koji su njega Gospoda proslavili.
And to celebrate those whom God has already celebrated.
I ovdje se pokazuje da je pravednici su oni koji se upokoje i da je sveto mjesto na kome oni počivaju.
And truly, as I stated at the beginning of this homily, you can see that the Lord is justified in His righteous who are here, whose death is wondrous in our eyes.
Neka je blagoslovno ime Gospodnje.
May the name of the Lord be blessed.
Neka molitvama svetih koje proslavljamo,
and may the prayers of all the saints that we celebrate,
i molitvama staraca, svetogoraca, Paisija i Nikanora,
and of the glorified saints of Athos, Paisius and Nikanor,
utvrdi vjeru pravoslavnu,
confirm our Orthodox faith,
prvo kod svih pravoslavnih,
first by all of the Orthodox
žive,
who live here,
a onda neka prosvjetli sve ostale punoćom,
and then may he enlighten all of the others with the fullness of the faith,
i one koji nisu prosvećeni svjetlošću evanđelja,
and those who have not received enlightenment from the gospel,
budu prosvećeni,
may they receive enlightenment from that light.
Amin, Bože daj.
Amin, may it be so. Živjeli.
U emisiji Katedra, poštovani slušalci, čuli smo besjedu njegovog visokoprosveštenstva arhijepiskopa cetinskog mitropolita crnogorsko-primorskog gospodina Amfilohija, koji se nalazi u posjeti eparhije australijsko-novozelandskoj u pratnji svjetejšeg patrijarha srpskog gospodina Irineja. Visokoprosvećeni mitropolit gospodin Amfilohije je besjedu izgovorio na proslavi prepodobnog starca Nikanora Hilandarskog 4. marta 2016. godine u manastiru Svetog Save u Ilajinu. Bila je ovo emisija Katedra Radija Svetigora. Hvala na pažnji, ostajte nam s Bogom.